Perek of Psachim. It's a very rich limud. The topics are, you know, as any topic is, you know, very challenging, I think, and very interesting. You know, it's not a typical moed. It's much Shabbos and Psachim are generally, you know, kind of moedim that are also Shas, you know, Masechtas, for good reason. It's a good opportunity to study not only Inyanei Pesach, but, you know, part of the Masechta to study Kadshim and part of the Masechta to study Macholos Asuros and Yisuri Ana, which is actually something that we discussed a lot last year in Chulin. So, you know, the topics, as you'll see, will be, you know, focused around and coalesced around the first parak. But, you know, there are a lot of broader topics, and, you know, we hope to, you know, to cover them in a significant way. In terms of Sfarim, a bunch of people have asked, I'll just tell you what I'm aware of. And if anybody has any questions or suggestions, you can throw it out. But in terms of Balei Tosfos, we have, of course, Tosfos Latar. We also have Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos Rash Mishans. The Tosfos HaRashba on Masechet Psachim is really the Tosfos Rash Mishans. Sometimes they are helpful. The Rash Mishans in particular is a rawer, R-A-W-E-R, a more raw version, meaning a less worked over version than the printed Balei Tosfos, which sometimes allows, you know, it's like a rougher read, but it sometimes allows a kind of a window, you know, more into the Shakavatarya thinking of the Balei Tosfos, which is very intriguing. And I think the Tosfos Rash Mishans Psachim is a good example of that. So it's good to have access. I don't know if they printed it in the, and I actually forgot to check, in the Oz V'Hadar Gemaras or not. But it's good to have access to that, because I say sometimes you'll get, you know, ideas, shitos, or just a derech hachashiva that you won't get elsewhere. There's also Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz among Balei Tosfos. In terms of Chachmei Svarad, there are a few very, very important passages of the Ramban which appear here and there. But the Ramban, you know, per se, we don't have on the entire Masechta. Whenever we have it, and in the beginning, there's some very important ones, it's always very crucial, so you should have access to that. What we do have is a Talmud of the Ramban, Rabbeinu David, Rabbi David Bonfil, who both as a resource to access the Ramban, and in his own right, you know, has very interesting shitas. So the you should have access to Chiddush Rabbeinu David on Psachim. The Ran, of course, in the back plays an outsized role because we don't have, you know, some of the others. There's a Sefer Talmidei HaRashba on Psachim, and I think it's the same Sefer, if I'm not mistaken, or a different Sefer, depending on your, you know, library. Somebody put together the Tshuvas of the Rashba according to the Masechta. That's, of course, always useful as well. There's a Chiddush HaRitva on Psachim that's very short, but whenever there's a piece, you know, typically it's significant, so you should have access to that. That was published by also by Maaser Rav Kook. There's a rich array of Chachmei Provence on Psachim that sometimes is important. Certainly the Maram Chalava, very important. But also, of course, the Maram Chalava, the Meiri, always, you know, quotes interesting shitas. But there's also a Rimil O'Neil, I think, which is published, at least in the book that I have, together with the Talmidei HaRashba, good to have access to. And Sefer Michtam has some very famous shitas in the beginning of Psachim, the Sefer Shlama. So there are some, you know, you don't need it every day, but, you know, Maram Chalava is a is a ubiquitous presence, and of course the Meiri, but to have access to these others, there's also, you know, the Sefer HaMaoros and HaShlamos. You know, these are good things to be aware of. In terms of the Gonim, there's an Otsar Gonim on Psachim, which occasionally has important material. Also, there's this three-volume set. I don't know how, whether people have access to Svarim. I don't know if the yeshiva is. The yeshiva providing any Svarim at any point? Do we know? Probably not. Yeah. Okay. So there is a set that is called Toras HaRishonim. That's a three-volume set on Psachim, which has, you know, it's kind of made itself like a Shita Mekubetzes, quoting from either Rishonim in different places or some of the exotic Rishonim. That's a worthwhile thing, you know, either to have or to have access to. I don't think it's a printed, I don't think you can get access unless I'm wrong. It seems like Avram did a little more research, though. The Shitas Kamayim Psachim, what's the story with that in the end?
Found it.
You have it?
Yeah, I got a PDF of it.
Wow. Can you get me a copy?
We'll arrange it.
Okay. So it is published.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just remember hearing something about a lawsuit and, you know, therefore they, you know, they withdrew it. Okay. So again, this Torah Sorishonim, you know, does overlap with the Kamai. I thought the Kamai was only like available as a like through Hebrew books or something. But if it's actually in print, that's great. It's worthwhile, again, having these accesses. And there's a lot of Chachmei Ashkenaz on Psachim, which, again, is somewhat quoted in these books, either the Kamai or Torah HaRishonim, but could have access to the Rav Yah, the Ravan, the Or Zarua, of course, the Mordechai and Agos Mamunios. There's a Shita Mekubetzes, so-called, printed on Psachim. It was printed by, Rav Yehuda Gershuni, Zicharno Levracha. He called it Shita Mekubetzes on Psachim, but, he meant it, you know, without the quotations, I guess. Not, you know, Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, and not limited to that Kufa of Rishonim. But he, you know, again, it's a good thing to have access to if you can. He had a good eye. And sometimes he'll quote some of the, you know, Rishonim that appear elsewhere, or some of the Gedolei Achronim, you know, like some Sofers and Rabbi Kivagers and things like that. So that is something to, again, be aware of. And of course, in terms of the Achronim, you have like, you know, you have the Netziv, the Merom Sada, and Pnei Yoshua, probably the Chassam Sofer. It is good to have access to the Makor Chaim, which is the Nesivus's commentary on Or HaChaim, a lot of which is on Psachim, and some of his Akdamos are interesting. So that's called the Makor Chaim of the author of the Nesivus. And in general, of course, any year when we do either Moed or things that have a more Halacha L'maisa orientation, you should be connected with the Shulchan Aruch and, you know, have access, of course, to the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Gra, right, especially, we'll be making references to those. So that's in terms of the Svarim. Were there any other Svarim that I missed or that I should be speaking about?
Chachmei Anglia.
Oh, Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, correct.
You have to. You know from Balakana.
We quoted a couple of times, actually, and even from Psachim. Yeah. Not every page, but like every, you know, seven or eight pages, you know, has something significant. And I think we, as I say, even quoted in the context of Psachim. So you should be, you know, able to access that as well. And I think if there's anything else, just let me know and I'll tell you what I think, or I'll try to find out about it. But that's on the surface. That's the, that's what we have. Okay. So let's begin. We don't have so much time. You know, today I'll make it a shorter shiur, and then Sunday we'll pick up normally. Monday we'll do something, you know, hashkafa, and Tuesday we'll try this experiment in the live/Zoom. But let's begin for now. Let's begin with the beginning. So, let's see who I see on the, I see some new names and I see some, you know, a lot of returns. Let's start with Simcha. Wait, Simcha, you got a, are you now Simcha Leib?
Okay.
Okay, that's new, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is great because Simcha, he wanted to reinforce what I said before about the ability to, you know, to adapt your name. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Simcha, let's begin from the beginning. As you know, we always start from like the, you know, the first Mishnah, the first Rashi, the first Tosafos. That's what we do every year, right? So, why should this year be an exception just because we're starting on Zoom? You know, it's not like we're going to do some disconnected Hakdama, right? Okay. So we'll begin with the Mishnah and, we'll see, you know, where it takes us. Simcha, go ahead.
Okay. The Mishnah starts, Orla Abbasar, Bokenes Chametz Lorhaner, Kalmakom Shemachnisin Bochametz, Ainsarech Badika, Vime Amru, Beishurus Marte, Makom Shemachnisin Bochametz, Beishamri, Omer Beishurus, Apne Kalmarte, Beishil, Omerim, Beishurus, Machitzonos, Shein Halionos.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the takeaway from the Mishnah, Simcha?
That's kind of like all over the place. It says to do Badika, and then jumps right into some sort of places where you do Badika without discussing. Like any reasons for Badika, or
exactly very well articulated. Correct. Now, so you have this phenomenon of Badika, and then you have the details, and what's missing, of course, is the which isn't surprising. It's not a lacuna in the Mishnah, you know, because not necessarily Mishnayos don't necessarily, you know, always provide us, you know, with you know, with this kind of information. So, it isn't troubling per se, but, you know, the details in the Mishnah are about, you know, when you do the Badika or La Basar and how you do the Badika, La Oraner. We will discuss, of course, all of these. They're mostly Dinam Drabanan, but, you know, they will be discussed, of course. And then, of course, not only when and how, but, a critical question of where. Right, Komakom Shein Machnisin Bo Chametz Ein Tzarich Bedika, and then some details, you know, about what constitutes Makom Shein Machnisin. So the question of when and the question of how and the question of where, all of which are addressed in the Mishnah, are certainly significant, and certainly go to the issue of the purpose behind this. Number one, as well as like the level of scrutiny, you know, that we are requiring here. That's how, depending on why it is that we're doing this, you know, that will certainly justify, you know, how much, you know, what time we're doing it and how much light we need, you know, and so on, you know, as well as where we're looking. And the question of whether or not we're really concerned about the presence of Chametz, or whether there's something more formalistic about what's going on here, namely the need, I mean, again, there are no secrets among us here, the need to declare or to proclaim or to formalize that we're dealing with a chametz-free zone, you know, these are going to be very relevant. This question, you know, whether it's more pragmatic, you know, you're worried about chametz and whether you're going to find it on Pesach or whether it's going to be there, or whether there's something more about, you know, making this kind of a statement and establishing this kind of a zone, a chametz-free zone, you know, that obviously is going to be very relevant, you know, to the how, the where, and the when issue. But for the moment, although again, you can't completely divorce these two questions either, for the moment, we're certainly interested in the phenomenon itself, the need for Badika. And that in two senses, pragmatically, just what does it accomplish? Like, what's the goal of this Badika? And, you know, why is it needed? But especially if that question, you know, ends up, or if the answer to that question, you know, ends up being not completely satisfying, so then, you know, we're also curious to know whether or not this phenomenon of requiring a bedika doesn't already attest, right, to some broader, you know, issue, you know, revolving around comets. Okay? So that's, so our antennae are basically up with regard to the specifics of, you know, the where, the how, the when that dictate the nature of this halacha. But in a broader way, and that's what we're going to look at right now, we also just want to understand what it's connected to and whether it has perhaps broader implications. Even though it's pretty clear, it sounds like this should be a din d'rabbanan. But so something else we're going to look at, is it ever d'oraisa? Okay. So what's the, so Rashi weighs in on part of this, Simcha Leib. Go ahead.
Rashi says, Orla, Batar, Laura, Nair, Batar, Shamra, White, Laura, Nair, Bodkin, Shalol, Yavorla, Babai, Rai, Vayimatsi.
Yeah. So this is a controversial Rashi. Rashi says that the bedika is to preclude by Rabbi Matzah. Okay? Now the Balitosis have immediate difficulty with this. Go ahead, Simcha, go ahead.
Tosis says, Harish Akunjas Shalo Yalavor Lavai Rabbi Matzah, the Kasha Lari, Kavan de Tsarach Bittel, Kid Amar Begamara, Haborik Tsarach Shevatel.
Yeah. So the question is based on information that is actually formulated, you know, as we move on, you know, in the parak. But it does seem pretty clear that that, you know, that habodek tzarech sheyevatel, bedika alone is mostly not enough, and it also seems clear that bebitul bi'alma for bayu abayimatze purposes, bitul bi'alma sagile. So if you need bitul, and bitul neutralizes bayiraya, in what sense can bedika, right, function to neutralize bayiraya? It's, you know, insufficient, and it seems to be insufficient, and also once it's insufficient, it's also superfluous. So if it's insufficient and superfluous, this doesn't seem to be a good justification. In which case, we're back to square one, and we just want to understand what this bedika does, like what, where does it come from? Okay. So for Rashi, you know, we're not going to do that right now. We're going to go back to that question. For Rashi, we have to go back and see whether or not it's absolutely true that a bodek tzarech sheyivatel, you know, under all circumstances. Maybe bedika also has a kiyum daraisa when you do it, or something like that. We'll have to go back to explain Rashi. Certainly, Tosis's question seems to be fair and measured. Okay. But either way, let's focus for the moment on what Tosis thinks, you know, this first Mishnah and this din of bedika is all about. It's also just, you know, in addition to wondering what bedika is about, you know, we always wonder, and again, this is a bit of a fraught question, you know, the question about how you begin a mesechta. And methodologically, you know, there, you know, you might say that the question, you know, does not get off the ground. You know, different mesechtas begin in different ways. Sometimes you begin, you know, with sequential things. You know, sometimes you begin, you know, with pragmatic things. Maybe this is the first thing you have to do, or larbas, or certainly it's part of it. But is there any value, right, in setting a tone at the beginning of a mesechta, or at least an additional value, you know, that might explain or justify you know, that kind of, you know, editorial decision. you could say, well, no, the Mishnayos work in their own way, and they're either haphazard or they're pragmatic. But so we're also kind of interested to know whether this Din Drabanan of Bedika maybe doesn't also crystallize, you know, something bigger. Okay. Now, these are questions we would raise no matter what. You know, it's possible, I'll admit, that I'm raising them because I already have, you know, a perspective on this. But they're objectively relevant questions, no matter what. You can raise them and then decide this is not a good example of that. But either way, they're questions we think about. Okay, go ahead. So what? Let's see what happens. V'nir l'ri.
Nir l'ri, de'afogab b'sagi v'bithel v'alma hechmir chachamim livdo chametz u'leva'aro k'de shelo yavo l'achla.
Oh, so what is that? So what, basically the assumption of the question is correct, right? Namely, bedika is inadequate, and once it's inadequate, it's superfluous for Bal Yiroah. It's only din d'rabanan, right? But it's a chumra d'rabanan for the sake of shaliyah v'la'achal. So bedika is actually tzorech isur achila. It doesn't say that explicitly in the Gemara, at least not so clearly, although Tosfos is going to bring a proof in just a second. So that becomes important. Okay, let's continue. Mechein mashma is the other.
Mechein mashma l'kaman, debay rava, kikar mishmei kora, b'chulei, and where there's odilma, zilnin, dimnin, d'nafal, v'asla mechle.
Yeah, what does that mean, kikar mishmei kora, what's it talking about?
Or in the case, if you have a piece of chametz on a very high up place where it's very unlikely that you'll encounter it on Pesach.
So this goes to the question of the where. Like, where do you need to do the bedika?
Are we worried it's going to fall down and you might eat it, or do we think it's just going to stay up there the whole time?
Yeah, so there the Gemara says explicitly that that Shema Yochal is connected to to bedika. Is that a decisive proof for what Tosfos is saying? Or is there another way to read that Gemara? It's undeniable that the Gemara has that connection. Let's assume Rashi for the moment thinks, you know, that it's because of Bal Yiroah. So you're going to be fazed by that Gemara?
It could just be that only chametz that you might eat is going to be included in the chametz that the chachamim are worried that we're going to be over in by Masay for.
Oh, okay. So number one, we might think, so just let's keep our... You know, let's keep these in the back of our mind because we still have to go back for Rashi and for others. So Bal Yiroah is only going to apply, according to that perspective, on things that are chashash achila.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that Bal Yiroah is for the sake of achila? Yeah,
it took him sound like that a little bit.
Maybe. I mean, we'll get to that. That's a big issue. Whether Bal Yiroah Bal Yimatzeh is a siag, you know, for achila. It sounds like that certainly one day in the Ran, we'll discuss this more fully. This is famous. There are people who understood that this is what Tosfos is saying here as well. But we'll get to that. I personally don't understand it that way. Is there another way that you could explain the Gemara to disconnect it a little bit more?
Could be that if it falls down and you're able to see it and be able to eat it, that's when you're over in Bal Yiroah Bal Yimatzeh.
Oh, no, it's not that Bal Yiroah Bal Yimatzeh is a siag of achila, but that davar shed, the access of Shema Yochal may be the or one of the criteria of what constitutes a chametz legabe Bal Yiroah. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right. Or if you wanted to just say it that way, even if you want to just take Bal Yiroah out of the picture for the moment, let's say even for balalitosis, just to say maybe even in terms of bedika, right? There's a din of bedika, and that is, as we know from this first Mishnah, that it's, you know, makom shemachnisim bo es hachametz, right? So maybe you could say that all the Gemara is really saying is that if you have a makom, you know, any makom where Shema Nofel, you know, and it's subject to Achila, is something which requires bedika. That's called makom shemachnisim bo'os hachametz. As if you put it somewhere where you can't see it, you know, you're not going to encounter it, it's not going to fall, there's never going to be a chashash shema yochal, so then that's makom shein machnisim bo'os hachametz. But anything that is, you know, nitan l'chashash achila is a makom shein machnisim bo'os hachametz. So then it's not because bedika is a siag of achila, right? It's that achila or chashash achila is a shiur in makom shemachnisim bo'os hachametz, either by Uriah, right, or bedika, right? So either way, what I'm trying to show is that Tosus's proof, which does connect achila and bedika, doesn't prove that the purpose of, again, remember what Tosus is trying to do here is to provide an alternative to Rashi. Rashi says the purpose of bedika is to neutralize Baal Yiroah. And Tosus says that's inadequate and therefore it's also superfluous. So Tosus is giving an alternative. The purpose of bedika is the chashash of achila. The haraya, the Gemara basically says that, you know, the hagdara of makom shemachnisim bo chametz that requires bedika, right, is affected by shema yochal. That's what Tosus just said. And what I'm trying to say is that we can understand that raya of Tosus, and it's a good ha'ara, right? But it's not muchrach at all, because the achila there may be a shiur in chiyuv bedika or makom shemachnisim bo'os hachametz, or Rashi might tell you it's a shiur in ba'yura ba'yimatzei. Okay, Tosus assuming that it's neither, or if it is those, you know, that those themselves have something to do with this broader idea. Tosus mostly is assuming, right, that Shema Yochal is the Mechayev, and therefore it directly is Koveya Legabe Bedika. Agreed? Okay. So far we have Rashi, we have Tosus's objection, Tosus's suggestion, and we've just pointed out that Tosus is assuming something with this proof or this suggestion that is not at all necessarily true, according to Rashi. Okay. Now, of course, the question becomes, if indeed the purpose of the bedika is Shema Yochal, it's a siag for Achila, so now comes the most important question, and this is the reason why I really, you know, it's wonderful that you could really actually begin the year with, you know, the Mishnah and Abesam and Aleph and the first Rashi and Tosus, you know. But the reason that we're really beginning with it isn't just because it's on the page, but because of this really because of this next line in Tosus, right? And that is the concern that if indeed Bedika is a function of Shema Yochal, Simcha, then what?
Then we have other Asir Yechila too.
Exactly. Or to use the language of the Radvaz, you know, which is felicitous, you know, and humorous at the same time. Familiar with the language?
Yeah, I have it.
Like unforgettable humor. Mm-hmm. Although he broadens it, we're going to get to that in just a second. You have to appreciate even the Sichas Chul and even the Divrei Milsa de Bdichusa of the great classical Chachmei Amesora. Simcha Leib?
Yeah, 1 second. I'm looking, where in the Radvaz?
Which?
I have
two words. Yeah. What are the words? Yeah. I see you're not as excited about them as I am.
Okay.
Right? Meaning basically there were the Radvaz, and we'll get to the rest of Radvaz in just a minute, but the Radvaz was asking Manishtana, you know, on the first topic in Pesachim. Right? What could be better? First of all, you could add to the Manishtanas, you know, the five Bizman HaMikdash, and according to the Radvaz. Right? Anyways, so Manishtan, of course, means what is, you know, unique. You know, why is this unique? So whenever Rishon or you know, any, you know, one of the, you know, major Mefarshim ask Manishtana, you know, again, that, you know, should command our attention. Because he's really opening up the question, like, is there something, when everybody says to you Manishtana, you could have, you know, broadly speaking, two answers, you know, and sometimes more. But it's already touching on the question, is this, you know, whole topic, this whole theme, you know, is it a rule breaker? And if so, why? And does that shape, you know, all sorts of other things? Or are we just going to end up narrowing, you know, this Manishtana, and for technical reasons, for this reason, for that reason, how significant is the answer, you know, going to be, and how characteristic? I mentioned a second ago, right, that it's, as the case may be, or Hashkachadik, which is somewhere in between, you know, that the Mishnah, you know, starts, and the Masechta starts with this Din Darabanan, seemingly very technical, you know, the Din of Bedika. There's so many Daraisas you could have begun with, right? We'll get to them all. But instead, it's the Din Darabanan. But wouldn't it be amazing? It could be just coincidence, or maybe not. You know, if this Din Darabanan already highlighted what is unusual or what is singular.
The recording has stopped.
About Chametz B'Pesach, even on a Daraisa level. So that's something to keep our eyes open to. We'll get to the language of the Radvaz. Radvaz significantly expanded the Manishtana. Okay. I don't mean the classical one. I mean this one. But essentially, this is what Tosis is asking. Tosis is saying, Im Kvar, again, Rashi has his problems. You know, what is Bedika? Why is Bedika enough? And if it isn't enough, then what does it have to do with Ba'yiro? We'll get to that. We're not finished with Rashi. And we already discussed, okay, saying what we had to analyze Tosis, namely that Chashash Achila may end up being a Shiur in the presence of Chametz, not just the Siag, you know, of Bedika L'Shem prevention of Achila. Okay, we've also touched on an important topic. But if Tosis really thinks that this is all a din in protecting Achila, so then the question of, you know, why this is different than countless other Macholos Asuros looms large. Let's see if the answer is a narrow one or a broad one. And let's see if it has to do with Kulas or Chumras or maybe the dilution or the blurring of the lines between Kulas and Chumras. That would be intriguing. Again, it's something that, you know, those who were here last year and certainly any other year, you know, we're all familiar with that. But we should never be misled by our familiarity, you know, into complacency. Anytime you have something which is both Kula and Chumra at the same time, that's always significant. Because typically, there's a hierarchy, you know, and things that are kal, and things that are chamor, you know. So let's, all I'm saying is, this Din D'Rabbanan, this first discussion in the Masechta, is already raising, potentially, we might get, you know, have our hopes dashed and disappointed, you know, but probably not. So let's see what Tosa says. Okay, so what does Tosa say? The reason he's motivated by Tam, as you correctly said, and that's why I just reinforced it with the Radvaz, you know, Manishtana, like, why, good. That's what it is, great. So we're now saying Bedika is a siag of Achila. Why does Achila's Chametz require a siag more than anything else? Okay, go ahead. Okay, so let's talk about this for a minute. So first, a couple of curious, interesting things, just agav. Just this, you know, on the one hand, Tosis is talking about Bedika as a siag for Achila. That's basically what he's getting at. And yet it's interesting that as he characterizes it, he calls it Shelo Hitzrichu Levarum. Right? So already he, even though this is his narrower view, as we'll see in a moment, right, he obviously is troubled, right, not only about the Bedika. Either he perceives Bedika as Tchilas Biur, which is an important view, right, or what he's saying is, you know, it isn't just Bedika which is an unusual phenomenon in Chametz, you know, it's also Biur. Okay, we'll see that much more explicitly in the Radvaz, you know, in just a minute. Okay. Anyways, the answer itself is seemingly very prosaic. Right? Simcha?
Yeah.
Meaning it ends up being the opposite. What's his answer?
Yeah, it's not that Chametz is so much worse than anything else. It's that maybe it's better, or it just happens to be that you're getting more likely to eat it. Because it's usually mutter, but not that
it sounds like it's pragmatic.
Yeah.
And this is what we would call overcompensation. Right? Not in a critical way, meaning, you know, when you have to impress on people that something is, you know, something is prohibited when it's typically not, you know, then sometimes you have to take, you know, drastic steps to take them to get them to take it seriously. Right? But there's nothing edifying about any of this so far. The beer and the bedika, you know, to extra cautions of achila are a function of the kula. And then he goes on to say, lo dama labasa b'chala, v'ar lo b'kalaya kerem, fine. It's also interesting, by the way, that he, even though the focus, in addition to his mentioning Biur with Bedika, it's also interesting that he focuses on Isuriana and not on Macholas Asuros when the Mechayiv is really Shema Yochal. You could say, you know, he's just cutting through things. In other words, there are other, not only Macholas Asuros, but even Macholas Asuros Isuriana, which are more Chamor, and even they don't get this kind of treatment. So why should this, which is Macholas Asuro / Yisuriana. But it's just interesting that the focus is Shema Yochal, but he's already kind of integrating the Yisuriana aspect into that. Just not a kasha, not a teretz, just an interesting curiosity. Okay. The Nazir Nami Yisurei Shari Lachrini, of course, is interesting, right? Because, you know, Nazir is an individualized Yisur. But the point is that it's an individualized Isa, which could apply at any point, you know, to anybody. We'll see the Radvaz also is troubled a little bit more, you know, maybe about Nazir. In any case, if you were to stop right here, Tosus's first answer, you know, would answer the question and would, if anything, reinforce the perspective that chametz is more kal than other isur, not more chamor. Not going to have to conclude that, but it's certainly built on that. In other words, built on the fact that chametz is mutar kal shana. Chametz is the staple of our diet, right? There's no lechatchila, you know, when you make a berachas hamazon or hamotzi, or, you know, that you do it in matzah, the matzah is somehow holier than chametz. True, in the world of menachos, we know that with the exception of korban todah and korban shtei alechem, korban todah a fraction, korban shtei alechem, you know, fully, we know that, you know, when it comes to menachos, that mostly chametz is verboten. It's off limits. Sa'or and dvash. Right? But the exception of todah, and especially the exception of korban shtei alechem, which is kulo chametz, already gives us a little pause. Moreover, you know, the world of kachim is different than the world of chulin. So, you know, there's certainly no lechatchila to do anything on matzah kalashana. So the way to look at it is chametz is also bepesach. You know, maybe for historical reasons, but certainly connected to Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. And if anything, the bigger story is the fact that it's mutar b'kol hashana. Even when it's asur b'pesach, it's mutar b'kol hashana. Maybe. I'm saying it in a bit of an extreme. And therefore, you need to overcompensate. And bedika is one form of the overcompensation. I'm not sure that's the entire story of Tosis's first answer. I think it's also possible to say it in a more moderate way. And that is, you need to overcompensate because of the implications of kol hashana. But that doesn't necessarily detract from the chomer ha'isur of chametz on Pesach. But the point is, what I would say is that Lekula Alma, the first answer in Tosis, is not accentuating the chomer ha'isur on Pesach. It's either accentuating, you know, the kal of kol hashana being relevant, right, for purposes of overcompensation, or maybe more even, you know, but it's certainly not going the other direction. What about the second answer of Tosis, Inami?
Inami shani chametz hechmira bo Torah la'avur la v'bayi ra'i v'ayi matzei hechmir chamem livdok levara fil hechi dibitlo.
So he's still sticking with Mishum Duma Asa Lemichla, which is interesting. But now, for the first, this in this answer, Tosis, there is now a connection to Bayiraya, but seemingly not the connection of Rashi. Rashi's connection to Bayiraya is that Bedika somehow precludes Bayiraya. Tosis is not saying that. Tosis is saying the common denominator to Baal Yiraya, right, is the chomer of chametz. But opposite of what he said before, instead of overcompensation, we're now being told that bedika reflects the chumra of chametz on Pesach, as does Baal Yiraya. Now, the Baal Yiraya connection here in Tosis can be understood in one of two ways. Some achronim, quite a few achronim, we'll go into this in more detail, understood that this view of Tosis, some understood Rashi this way as well, not necessarily so. So let's just leave it for Tosis for now. Some understood this answer in Tosis being similar to one daya in the Ran, that I already referred to before, and that is that Baal Yiraya is a siag of Yisrachil. It's a siag d'oraisa. And they understood that what Tosis was saying here is that bedika is a derabbanan, right, parallel to the doraisa of Baal Yiraya. Both of them are siyagim of achila, which is chamor. Personally, there are achronim who understand Tosis this way. Personally, I don't think that's what Tosis means. I don't think there's sufficient evidence in the language or anything else. I think what Tosis means is something more profound, and that is Tosis is now addressing the Radvaz's expanded Manishtana question, which we'll get to in just a minute. And that is not just why is there Bedika Durabanan here and not elsewhere. Also, why is there a whole bunch of other things that reflect Chometz's singular status, including a chiyuv of biur or an iser shehiya, rabbi mate? Why do you have these phenomena? You don't have them in kelayim. You don't have it in basar b'chalav. You don't have it in the vela. You don't have it in treifa. You don't have it in doser and pigol. You may not even have it, as the Radvaz points out, as we'll get to. You may not even have it fully in avodah zarah, right? And all of a sudden, you have it in chametz. So apparently, without explaining why, Tosis is saying it's not overcompensation because, you know, you would think that it would be kal, or because maybe it even is kal. It's a reflection that it's really chamor. It's chamor, and therefore it has ba'ira. It's chamor, and therefore we make siyagim on its achila. But Tosus doesn't say explicitly, and I'd say I don't believe it, that Balyira itself is also on a Doraisa level, a siyag Doraisa. I think there is that one daya in the Ran, and there are Chronim who understood Tosus this way. But I don't think that's what he's saying. Okay, so getting back to Tosus, the second point. But if this is the case, either way, you would have thought that Balyira, either if you interpret like the Achronim, so then you'd think that, oh, Ba'ira is a siyag d'oraisa for achila, and Bedika is a siyag d'rabanan for achila. Right? But wherever you have one, you'd probably have the other. If you don't need the d'oraisa siyag, then you probably don't need the d'rabanan siyag. Or if you want to interpret the way I'm suggesting, which is that Tosus has never ever thought that Ba'ira is a siyag d'oraisa, Tosus is saying this isn't the only phenomenon which highlights that chametz is actually nisar chamor. The haraya is a chi of beer too, which again, a little bit, you could see troubled Tosus is why he kind of stuck it in, you know, even on the first answer, we talked about beer, you know, in terms of bedika. If that's the case, we could still say, well, you know, if there are different types of chametz, and you want to figure out which ones are the chamor ones that are singular and that require extra or excessive, you know, precautions, dinim, you know, the, you know, particularly toxic, you know, something you particularly have to distance from, you know, and that justifies that. Well, if you're invoking Balyira, you know, as a shiur in, you know, chametz achamor, chametz shachamor yoser mishar macholas asuras v'suriyana, so then let's be consistent about it. So that's where you get to the next point, namely the point that
nafkamina about what types of chametz are in Yibidika.
Yeah, so now Tosis also introduces us to the fact that there is more than one type of chametz. Namely, that there's something called chametz, and we're going to discuss this thoroughly, of course. There's something called chametz nuksha and chametz bitaroves. Yeah, so what is Tosa's view on that?
Quotes the Rashba, Nira Rashba.
Who's the Rashba?
The Rashbi Chantz, I think.
Exactly. It's not the Rashba of Chachmei Svarad. That would be historically impossible. So this is the Rashba. This is the Rashmi Shant that I was referring to before. Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, so what did he say?
Dafil fi tam ha'achron tzarech lomar dehechmir chachamim bekol chametz Afilo bechametz nuksha ve'al yedi tarubes. Afogav deleka ba'yira. The parish of Ender Tom Barish Elovrin.
Yeah. Now, Omar, so basically, you could see what the sequence here is. We just said the Bayira is a shiur, either directly or more, in my view, more indirectly. So then whatever doesn't require Bayira should be treated as equal or less to other Macholas Asuras Yisuriana. And then you wouldn't require Bedika either. But that's not the case. Because the mission in the beginning of Elo Ovrin says Elu Ovrin, and there's a debate between Rashi and Tosis. What's the debate, Simcha?
Not familiar?
Tosis here is alluding to it, but you have to actually look it up in the beginning of Elo Ovrin to actually see it. Ellie, Hyman?
The machloket Rashi and Tosfot there about what Elu Ovrin means, whether it means you're over Bali Rabbi Matzeh or something else.
Yeah, what is Rashi there, you know, says that Elu Ovrin means Bibayira. And Rabbeinu Tam, we'll look at this soon enough. Rabbeinu Tam and Tosis, that's what the Tosis here, the Rash, is referring to. That Rabbeinu Tam there says there's no Bayurabai Matze for Tarovas Chametz. He disagrees with Rashi. We'll discuss Rambam's view. Rambam has a complicated view. So how do you explain the words? Elo Ovrin. So what does it mean, Ellie? According to Rabbeinu Tam?
So he says at the end there, then it means Elo Ovrin, like from the Shulchan, meaning that
Elo Ovrin the Shulchan. What are we worried about? Achila. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's what the Rashi is quoting here. So again, this isn't true. This isn't the problem for Rashi, because Rashi holds there's Bayurabai Matze in Tarovas Chametz. So if there's Bedikas Chametz for Tarovas Chametz, that's perfectly consistent with Rashi. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, who thinks that Tarovas Chametz, there's no Bayuraya, so why would there be Bedika? How do you know there is Bedika? The answer is that's how Rabbeinu Tam interprets Elo Ovrin. Elo Ovrin min HaShulchan. So why is Elo Ovrin? Why do you have to get rid of it? So what do you see? You can have a siag lachila without bayirah, but we just connected them. So that's what the Rash says. We didn't really connect them. We were using bayirah to highlight, right, the concept that chametz is more chamor, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the criterion of that chumrah, or that the presence of that chumrah, is always gauged by Bayira. When there's Bayira Doraisa, then certainly we're dealing with chametz hachamor. But you can have chametz hachamor, not quite as chamor, but chamor more than machalas asuras and isuriana, even without Bayira. That's what the Rash is forced to conclude. Otherwise, why would there be Bedika in Tarovas Chametz, which is what it sounds like there is in the Mishnah and Elo Ovrin, the first Mishnah and third parak. Yeah, so go ahead, keep reading just for a minute.
Okay. The mutter lashoso a ma yisruf yishha also ad achar pesach bihe mutter afil Rabbi Yehuda the lo asr Rabbi Yehuda chametz achar pesach ela bechametz gamor leka gimel karei letoch zmanu lefnei zmanu leachar zmanu.
Okay, this is a reference to something which we'll discuss, of course, extensively. That is the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Okay, very important debate. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion. Rabbi Yehuda expanded Isurei Chametz satellites significantly. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kodem Zmano, which means Lachar Shei Shos on Yudalid, there's an Isra Chilas Chametz Oraisa with Malkus. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. We'll see what his view is. Of course, Chametz on Pesach is Bekares. Chametz Lifnei Pesach is Malkus and Balav, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. And Chametz La'achra Pesach, also Rabbi Yehuda seems to be the opinion that that is an Iser Doraisa, not just a Knas, and Malkus. Okay? So, you know, even Rabbi Yehuda, right, according to Tosis, well, let's see if this is true, only applies the Iser of Chametz La'achra Pesach, Doraisa, to Chametz Be'en, not the Tarovis Chametz. So why can't you leave Chametz Nuksha and Tarovis Chametz? Why can't you just leave it over till after Pesach? You don't need to sell it, right? You don't need to be Mavirat, you don't need to do Bedika on it. Apparently you do. Even though there's no Bayirah D'Oraisa according to Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Kavol Nuksha, the Lake El, Echad Krafi, the Rabbi Yehuda Moda, fine. So what we see from here is that Tosfos was kind of, you know, came up with a more nuanced position, and that is that Ba'yira reflects the Chomer of Chametz, but that that Chomer of Chametz can exist even without Ba'yira, the Haraya Nuksha Vitarovas, Lishitasa. Okay. Now what emerges from Tosfos then is two deos. First day of Tosfos, as we said, is that Chametz, we need to overcompensate. The chumras of chametz are a function of its kula. That doesn't mean it's kal relative to other isurim, as I said, on Pesach. But it doesn't mean it's chamor either. And maybe it is kal. Who knows? Maybe alongside the overcompensation, you even have expressions of its kula. We'll have to look for that. Second day of Tosis is that chametz is actually more chamor. Nothing to do with overcompensation. You wonder, you know, how could that be? You know, given that it's mutter l'kol hashana. But either way, Bal Yira reflects that. But then Tosis goes on to add, at least according to Rabbeinu Tam, that even though Bal Yira reflects it, it also can be true even when there's no Bal Yira. I mean, there are madregos of this, and it's not a zero-sum game. It's not all or nothing. One could have said, anytime there's no Bayirah, that shows it's just regular Macholos Asuros, regular Isuriano. Apparently, for Tosis, this concept is bigger. Agav, we've already explored whether Achila may be a factor in either Bayirah or in the Hagdara of Mokum Shemachnis and Boas HaChametz. And we've also explored whether or not, according to Tosis, and in general, Ba'yirah may not be a siag d'oraisa, which I don't think it is for Tosis, but some Machronim think it is, and you'll see that there's one day of the Ran who holds this way as well. Are the two days in Tosis mutually exclusive? That's question number one. We're going to stop in a minute. Question number two, but before we do, we examine that, I just want to get on the record the Mordechai. We can take others as well, and we'll look at other formulations as well. Zach, welcome back.
Thank you.
You saw the Mordechai?
Yeah.
What's so different from Tosis? I just wanted to make, you know, the Ha'ara and just, you know, the people should keep their eyes open.
Yeah.
What do I want from, what do I want to prove from the Mordechai?
What?
The first Mordechai.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Or la ba'aser bodkin et hachametz perish Rashi shelo yavar all of the ba'yirah ba'yimotz of the kasha the habibitl ba'al masagi perish ri all the echmir etor ba'kol kach la'avar all of the ba'yirah ba'yimotz eichad de lo batil amufam sheitzarech b'dika filu eichad de batil zera shem yuchlen.
What's the first? The answer is the first answer is the ri.
It's like what you saw.
Echmir etor ba'o.
Right.
Lavar l'bayirah. Notice he certainly doesn't seem to say. All right, I guess it's not so different. That hecha de lo batel, same issue. You need a bedika pecho de bedel gigzer shem yochan. This is like the equivalent of what, Zach?
I like the first answer in Tosis. The beginning.
First answer? Or second answer?
Sounds like second answer.
Yeah. This is equivalent to the second answer.
Yeah. Really? That they were machmir by chametz is very chamur.
Yeah. Then he has the first answer. He has this flipped, right? What do you make of this?
He adds the fact that there's karis.
Yeah. So that, what I really wanted from here, two things. Number one, the fact that he adds the karis as a factor. But he doesn't add karis to the first answer.
Right.
He adds it to the second answer, which is very intriguing. Like if I had been given my druthers or somebody, you know, asked me to predict, you know, if they're going to throw in kares, is it going to be in the first answer or the second answer? Again, it's not such a big deal. I would have thought of Tosis, meaning I would have thought the second. But in a way, Tosis puts it in the first to show you what is at stake. Because on the one hand, this is what is at stake. And on the other hand, we have a major pragmatic policy problem that people don't take it seriously because they just made a motzi and benched and, you know, used it as their lechem mishnah. You know, they think of bread as a prominent, not just the staple of their diet, which may require, you know, maybe the only thing that requires a bracha rishona d'oraisa, according to some rishonim, or that embodies the birchas ha-seuda. Well, that's true for matzah too, I don't mean, but also lechem, meaning lechem, as we know, is very prominent. So, you know, it's just curious. It's interesting that he brings in kares, but he brings in kares to tell you, you know, why we're making policy. He doesn't bring in the kares as, you know, together with the Bayiraya to show you that it's so chamor.
Isn't the fact that there's kares,
say that again?
Doesn't the fact that there's karis, doesn't that show that it's inherently more, like, more chamor?
Yeah, I'm saying, but it's interesting that the Mordechai doesn't, he doesn't bring it in the first end, his first answer, which is Tosa's second answer, he brings it in his second answer, which is Tosa's first answer, to say, yeah, we have a real problem here, karis is at stake, and, you know, we need to overcompensate. So is that his way of saying maybe both, meaning, you know, this is very chamor on Pesach, and we need to overcompensate because it's muta legamri, an erev Pesach. As opposed to saying, the whole thing is more kal, and everything is overcompensation. Maybe even the karis is overcompensation. Because I'm curious to know whether or not, you know, in both of these formulations, how far do you take each of them? You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Now, the Radvaz, who has the Radvaz open?
I guess I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Doesn't it also seem like the Mordechai makes Tosos' second answer much more pragmatic when he says, like, Gezeira Shema Yochlenu?
So Mordechai's second is Tosos' first.
So he makes Tosos' second answer seem much more pragmatic. When he says first, it seems like Tosos' second answer, he's making it a little bit more pragmatic with some of the Lashonimus. Just like Gezeira, Shelo Yochlenu.
That's what he said in Tosis. He already said that.
Tosis may not be a Gezeira.
One second. Shelo Yavalachlo. Oh, you mean Shelo Yavalachlo is supposed to Gezeira Shema Yochlenu? Yeah. I don't think, I mean, it's.
Mishum Dilma Asi Lamechle could be understood as a shir. Because, like, what's Mishum Dilma? Mishum Dilma Asi Lamechle? It sounds like he may be addressing the Gemara and saying it's a shir in the Chovas Pedika.
No, I'm not. I said that to explain.
I understand.
How Rashi would neutralize Tosis. But Tosis definitely isn't saying that. I mean, Tosis is.
In Tosis' second answer, he could say that. Earlier,
which is. Ulevaro, you already put the Levaro there as well, by the way. Shaloyavala Ochlo. I don't think this is the difference between Shaloyavala Ochlo and Siag. What is the language of the Mordechai?
Tosis doesn't say Shaloyavala Ochlo in the second answer.
Yeah, but what do you compare? Which I'm not understanding. Are you comparing the first Mordechai and the, and are you, What do you compare?
Tosos is second answer. So the first in the Mordechai. So in the Mordechai, he says, yeah, so in the Mordechai, he says,
this meeting is being recorded.
Gzeira Shema Yochlenu, and in Tosos, it's Mishum Dilma Asi Lamechle. Again, that's not a big point. It's the Gezerah seems a little bit more pragmatic. I don't think you need to read.
I don't see this much with the Muslim Mechlein. And I don't see that. Anyway, but I do think it's curious that the Kares is brought by the Mordechai. It's omitted by Tosis. And that it's brought by the Mordechai, as I say, in the pragmatic answer, not in the fundamental answer. Okay, so then comes the Radvaz. We'll just discuss the Radvaz for a minute, and then we'll discuss more of it on Mirz Hashem on Sunday. But let's see. Who has the language of the Radvaz available? We had Zach, do you have it?
Yeah.
So the Radvaz basically, just to, since we're going to have to stop in 1 minute, the Radvaz basically widens the whole inquiry. And that's why I think the Mordechai and all the different nuances are important. I mean, what are you quoting and on which side? Right? Like the Mordechai is quoting the Qumran and the Kula on both sides, on the same side, in a way. Now, again, it could understand it pragmatically. Chorus is at stake and people aren't taking it seriously. It could be all that there is. Or, this is an Isar Chorus, it's very Chamor, you know, on Pesach. And there's a need for overcompensation even beyond that. Right? That's what I'm trying to say. But the Radvaz, as I say, has a significant expansion of all the Manishtana, and we could probably expand it even beyond that. Okay, so how does it go? Go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, Sha'alta mimeni odiachet da'iti Manishtana chametz v'pesach kol isur shebetorah.
You can almost hear the Negan, right?
Yeah.
Although according to the Aruch HaShulchan in his Lel Shimurim, you have to say it as an exclamation point. Like not a question, he says. It's a, isn't that amazing? Like, you know, Manishtana comes to Pesach because of the Torah. I don't know if he says it about the Radvaz. He says it about the, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Shereich Mirah of Torah Lahatsir Chabadika, Vesira Fekila, Vagam Bittel, Vosiko Chacham Lahatsir Chabadika, Bakar Hindu Stock.
Okay, so we've got Zach, right? We went to from Bedika.
Oh, yeah.
Echmira of Torah. We're not talking about Bedikas Chamet. In Tosas, the whole thing is about Bedikas Chamet. Once he invokes Bal Yirah, which is Doraisa, unless he just means it's a siag, you already know you're saying more than that. When the Mordechai quotes Kares, that's a Doraisa. Even though, again, it's curious where he quotes it. Now the Radvaz is jumping in, you know, with both feet. So it's Siruf, the Kala, the Gam Bittel, that's also Doraisa. Why do you need Bittel? Well, Siruf, Chakam, Latzricho, Bedika, Bechorin, and Bestakin. Lechapi, Sacharov, Ulashare, Shoso. What connotation does that have?
Vodazara.
Excellent. Exactly. It's a Vodazara language. You have to root it out. You have to root out, you know, the implacable, toxic stuff. If we're talking about Avodah Zarah, we understand. You just made a motzi on this yesterday. Right? Wow. Okay. Mikol Gevula. That's the implying, not just, you know, where you see it. We're touching on now, you know, also the expanse of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. You're not going into that property. Doesn't matter. Mikol Gavulov. Keep going. Okay, that's explicit. Oh, wow. Kolshu. Kolshu has something to do with this?
Right.
Right? So now he's going to try to pin it down. Just a great piece, right?
Right.
An analysis, meaning maybe it's all due to not the nature of this, you know, but some of the, it's a result of the, in other words, whatever, for some reason there's kares, or for some reason there's isranda, or for some, and mimela, velachain, you have these other things, you know, they may seem like they're this, you know, perspective, but they're really just a function of the narrower application, you know, the narrower dinim. But is that really going to work? Right? The answer is no, not kares, because arechei levada.
Right.
Right, meaning it isn't so clear that what Tosa said about Yayin Lanazir, you can understand what Tosa means. It's not so pashut. You could argue. It's a Yayin Lanazir, lo bedili minei. And Chadash, lo bedili minei. Right? He gives two answers.
Yes, tshuva shnei dvarim namer b'tshuva davarza achas, shalunim tzu b'chol yisun shabitur, shitztarf b'pol kol gimel tenayim halalu.
Okay, so what do you make of that, Zach?
It seems like we're just combining everything kind of technically, like, oh, chametz happens to have all these three factors, so therefore...
Right. It sounds like a quantitative,
right,
you know, perspective. In other words, one alone, you know, but if you had a Kilaya Kerem-esque, Chelev, you know, which was also like, you know, Chadosh or Yayin Benazir, you know, Hanami would get this package of, so the assumption of the question, or the, like, say, the initial, you know, effort to analyze it based on some of the components, you know, continues to be the approach. But of course, one could have said the same thing, or one could have invoked the same things in a very different way. Right?
Right.
Also,
that the fact that it has all those three factors is reflective of a more inherent chumra shavah.
Exactly. Not that so much it's, you know, it has three of them, but like the question itself, like this whole broad package is telling you something about the, you know, the nature, toxic nature, whatever you want to call it, of chametz bePesach, right? Okay,
v'su the chametz bePesach have a kedavah sheish l'matirin shari yisur otali bezman v'achim ePesach yah chametz mutter v'af a pishes a chametz shu mevari yafshia lo heter leim kein yavu b'vayu rabbi mutter. So far, you can call me Shia Motelo. Dahino also Shalom Aver Olaf.
He's calling this Dover Shalom Matirin.
Yeah.
And he's saying that Dover Shalom Matirin would be the reason to be Machmir. So is this his way of saying overcompensation? What is this?
Yeah. Meaning it's.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it's the quantitative point.
Right.
But is this, you know, it's really a davar mutter, it's going to be mutter. It isn't exactly davar shishon matirin, you know, of kol tarah kula, because this particular chametz, you know, maybe you're over. Doesn't matter, we can expand it. Truth is that the rationale, we'll get back to this, davar shishon matirin. Tosh shechlenu, you know, be'isar tochlenu beheter, which is Rashi and Beitza, we'll discuss it. You know, it's hard to apply it here. It's not true about this particular chametz. Anyways, so what do we think? It's overcompensation, or are you saying something else?
It sounds like something else. The chametz pesach.
Okay, and then in the second, he's going to challenge it. But like, what is it that he's even suggesting? Dov Shechel Matirin is a reason to be machmir, you know, in terms of rove and other things.
It's like pragmatic, kind of.
To be machmir about these other things.
It sounds a little pragmatic, like since it's davishish materin, It's only Tali Bisman, so therefore you have to be more Zahir with it.
So what, again, because Lobadili and Shimine? Or because the consequences are not that great anyway? Or one, something like that, you're saying?
I thought Lobadili and Shimine.
Right. So I think maybe we'll have to say something different. Okay. But we'll see that he's not happy. Go ahead.
The Koshali Olay. The high time and nihid is agi high time of the Indian dafilu beelaflo bottle, kedavishish, matirin, damrin, and dafilu beelaflo bottle. Avalachapis achor, the sarfilu, sharshu, the hotimir shuso, loya danulama.
Well, Nina, he himself is asking this question. Because typically, again, whenever, you know, you analyze anything, you have to start off with, just like we were talking about, you know, Chametz Bishmei Korah, you know, and the significance of Shema Yochal, that we can question whether Tosis isn't expanding that significantly, right? So to hear, he himself says about himself, or, you know, to say Dover Sheshel Matirin, we need to know the context. In the Halacha, the only context we're absolutely certain about is the principle that Dover Sheshel Matirin afilu be'elef lo batel. Right? I mean, the din of Bittul Barov doesn't apply.
Right.
Right? But what does that have to do with Bior, you know, and all these other things? Lahotzim Rishuso, Balyura, what does that have to do with all that? Which is why he's not happy. So we'll see if we can come up with something. Okay. Gamala Tamarishon, Yeshlik Tzaz Gimgum, go ahead.
Right. Umi Adif Meavo Desar, the Amr Tarev, Loyibak Biatcham Luma Menacherem, Bachalamodaboka Kover, Bachalatar Kula, Lumatinu Shay Tricha Torba, Bidiko, Bittel, Elishberit, Israel, Mitzelid of Achara, Achinevad Osamiatin, and Bogotlait, Enonimitsuvan Lid of Achara, Elacomacum Shinich, which also never as Kalakum Shabo, Adkan Lashin Ramamza.
Yeah. So, of course, so again, those who were here last year, we had a chance to speak a little bit about some of these questions. You know, we'll hopefully, you know, appreciate this even more. And that is, again, you know, Avodah Zarah has its own Isra'ana that's separate from other Isra'ana. The Yidbak Me'uma Menacher. Doesn't come from the usual Lo Yochal or Lo Yeachel, you know, and so on. And we talked about whether Lo Yidbak Me'uma Menacher is a Kula or a Chumra, or even towards the end of the year, and we were talking Dafches, you know, about Yolachanos Aliyam HaMelach, and you know, the question of Kilkul and Tikkun, right? Whether maybe Lo Yidbak Mumen Acherim isn't different, Lekula or Lechumra. So the Radvaz here is saying, even Avodah Zarah, which has its own Isra'ana, right? And Kolamodabo Kekofer, we certainly spent time on that, right? Kolamodabo Kekofer, meaning the linchpin idea. So, says even that, you don't even these kind of chumras. Why is Chametz worse than all that?
Right.
Zmano. Mikol Makom.
Mikol Makom, Harry, at the row, Shalowich Mira Torba, about his Chom, Kmo Bachomet. Hilchagadai and Torich Tam. The Alkain, and he saw me Hamasha Omer and Zab and Midrashus, Kichomet Pesach Ramaz Leitzahar. Who was the Orsha be Isa, Lachain, Kala, Garish, Ygarish, also Haadam. May all of it happens all of Bachol met Mabuos Machbuos Machavoso. I feel kosher who low bottle. But how is MS Menachon? Then you know, the next article.
Well, again, the Radvaz ends up integrating, you know, Hashkafa with Halacha here in a very dramatic way. And he knows that, you know, that's not something that you would typically do. He's a little bit reticent, but he does it anyway. But, you know, whether you want to focus on Sa'ar Shabbi Isa more particularly or not, the point seems to be what Radvaz is saying in the end of the day is that whatever it is that Chametz on a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim symbolic level stands for, right, that is not an extraneous thing. That, like, it defines, you know, its status as a Chefetz shel Iser, or maybe as an Iser Chefetz in a way even. And as such, it rivals and in some respects is even more than Avodah Zarah. Now, this toxicity which apparently doesn't exist all year round, in the context of the story of Sipritzias Mitzrayim and the expectation of matzah, is as bad as or worse than, different than, of course, but in some respects, than Avodah Zarah. In other words, he's suggesting to completely turn your back on the quantitative or on the overcompensating idea for the sake of the idea of chametz being something that you have to, you know, seek, you know, and destroy. That the process of bedika, of bitol, of biur, the chumra is connected with the achila, that all of this is a kiyum in Pesach itself. That's a very powerful thing. And he's expanded the whole, you could take part of what he says and then still wonder what it applies to. But he's applying it to Mashuhu, and he's applying it to Kares, and he's applying it to Bal Yirah, you know, and so on and so forth. So that leaves us wondering whether or not, I think, what I hinted at before, that is that it's not mutually exclusive, with this we'll end for today, we'll talk more about it on Sunday, it's not mutually exclusive to say that, you know, chametz has both kulas and chumras. Because it is mutar kol hashana. And yet on Pesach, you have this heightened, acute, you know, message that you need to convey, in which it's like purely, you know, toxic. So then you're going to get both of them. And you even wonder whether or not the Dovr Sheish Lo Matirin issue can't be rehabilitated or rejuvenated. I'll explain what I mean on Sunday, you know, in light of that. But if that's the case, then we should be on the lookout throughout the year in terms of the status of chametz, you know, not only for kula, the shita that says we're more makel because, or the shita that says, and that any chumras are therefore just overcompensation, or the shita that says we're more machmir because it's kulo toxic, but even for the possibility that it's just different and that its status as mutar kol hashana, you know, an osur, you know, bechomer gadol, you know, in this period and this tkufa is a dialectic that needs to be addressed constantly. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up Mirtz Hashem on Sunday, regular time, and we'll try to figure out a good time, you know, to meet. And if I can get a list, that'll be great. And I'll try to call, I guess, you know, so everybody will get to know each other as well in the beginning.